Prior to the summer, the Rebbe would quite often discuss the topic of tznius, dressing modestly. With this broadcast, we mirtzah Hashem begin a series of the Rebbe's insights on the topic of tznius as they appear in the Rebbe's talks and writings. It was customary by the Rebbe on an annual basis to address the audience of Nishei Ubnei's Chabad Convention, women and daughters of Chabad, which would take place before Shavuos. The Rebbe would speak to the women, and after the Rebbe concluded his talk, in the earlier years, the Rebbe would also accept women for a private audience, private yechidus, on the platform where the Rebbe delivered his talk. Each woman had a few moments that she was able to converse with the Rebbe, seeking advice, etc. Around midnight or later, the Rebbe would return to his room and go home. Women would also come from out of town for this auspicious occasion. The following is an excerpt of the Rebbe's talk to a kinos of Nishei Ubnei's Chabad on the 28th of the year, Tovshin Lamed, spring 1970. It is here translated in English. And it should be as we have just read in the Parsha: you will live safely in your land. Plus, every Yid, wherever they find themselves in a manner of Ushaftem Veimacharid, you will sleep without fear. There will be no need for a watchman, because the Almighty watches, about whom it is said, the guardian of Yisrael, Shemer Yisrael, neither slumbers nor sleeps. For this above protection, we also need to observe tznius, modest dress, as the verse states, Avaye Elekecha Mishalach Bekerev Machanecha. Hashem is accompanying your camp because He does not see immorality in you. When the Almighty sees that by Am Yisrael, wherever they are, there is no lack of tznius, then the Almighty is between them to, quote, save you and to place your enemies before you, unquote. That the nation does not need to do anything on its own, because the Almighty saves them and with His own energy places the enemies before you, that they are all destroyed and fall before the Yidden. To the extent that His enemies of Am Yisrael make peace with Him. And as it says in the verse, V'nosati sholim ba'aretz, I will grant peace in the land. That the Sonim are converted and become those who make peace and beg for peace with Am Yisrael. This sicha is published in Lekutei Sichas, Volume 8, page 226 and on. The Rebbe is very clear about it, that with the mitzvah of tznius, fulfilling tznius, we have protection in Eretz Yisrael. We will, in Mirtz Hashem, continue in the next installment. The Hemshech, in reference to the earlier installment regarding the Rebbe's insights on tznius, we continue now with installment number 2. Discussing an additional sicha which the Rebbe delivered during a Fabrengen on the 12th of Tammuz, Tovshin Chav Gimel, 1963. The occasion was marking the liberation, the Yom HaGeula, of the previous Rebbe when he was incarcerated in prison in Russia in 1927, and Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, he was informed and was released from Kastrama, from his exile, and he was free to come home. In the Sicha, the Rebbe mentions the following as it is translated here in English. The time has arrived before the summer when we need to discuss primarily, it is seems to be a repetition, but basically this is what the Rebbe said, actually. Be'iker u be'iker. which means primarily and primarily the matter of tznius, plus the focus on the particulars about tznius of garments, their appropriate length, material should not be transparent, but rather a garment which covers and conceals the body. How vital is tznius? The Rebbe continues, this is understood from the commandment, Kedeshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Oni. You should be holy because I, the Almighty, your God, is holy. When a Yid conducts oneself with tznius, a Yid has the potential to compare oneself to the Almighty, to the sanctity of the Almighty. As the Maggid of Mizritch explained, that by comparing, you should be holy with because I, Hashem, the Almighty, your God, is holy, this teaches us that by you should be holy, tznius, dressing modestly, we become closer and connect to Hashem, your God is holy, Kikodesh Oni. This relates to men and women, because the laws of tznius and long garments, etc., are relevant to men and women alike. We will, in Mirsa Hashem, continue in the next installment. This is Behemshach, in reference to the earlier installments where we discussed the Rebbe's insights on tznius, modestly dressing. We now continue with installment number 3, discussing a yechidus, a private audience of a chassid with the Rebbe, during which the chassid inquired on the aspect of tznius. The chassid asked the following question: what should the length of the dress be? The Rebbe answered as follows, as it is translated here in English: the longer, the better and more pleasing. I do not want to standardize a size as to how long it should be. Let the local Rabbanim make the decision. One Rav may require an additional centimeter, another may advise to add more centimeters, but in my opinion, it is definite that the minimum garment length while standing should not be less than while sitting. The knees will be fully covered. Not because a designer in France decided on a new dress style do Jewish girls need to adhere and follow it. Prutzes found another option. They wear a long but tight dress, and that brings about that parts of the body which provoke the Yetzer Hara very strongly are emphasized, and this simply needs to be stopped. This is, end quote, the Yechides that the Chassid had by the Rebbe. It is printed in the weekly Hiskashrus number 48, and this is the Rebbe's position in regards to tznius. We will, Emir Tzashem, continue in the next installment. This is Behemshach, in reference to the earlier installments where we discussed the Rebbe's insights on tznius, dressing modestly. We now continue with installment number 4, discussing a thought of the Rebbe, which was delivered during a Fabrengen, a Hasidic gathering on the 12th of Tammuz, Tavshin Chav Gimel, that is, summer 1963. It is based on the unique aspect of tznius by women, as quoted in Tehillim in the Psalms, chapter 45, verse 14, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, the glory of a princess comes from within. The Rebbe said the following, this is a free translation from Yiddish: tznius applies to both men and women. However, there's a difference, and that is in the uniqueness and a maile quality in the tznius of the woman, since the following verse is to be fulfilled: the glory of the princess comes from within. Particularly, as the woman has the quality of beauty as explained in Chassidus and Kabbalah in a practical sense, therefore it is understood that tznius relates primarily to women. It is self-understood that since Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Bitrunya Im Briyesov, that the Almighty does not make tyrannical and unreasonable demands of his creatures, therefore, as a greater measure of tznius is demanded of women, they are given greater strength and exceptional strength to overcome this war with the Yetzer Hara who challenges them. Since this is demanded of a bas melech, a daughter of a king, it is understood that she has special strength to implement the glory of a princess comes from within. In herself, in the management of her home, in her husband, in her brother, and in her sons and daughters, that they conduct themselves likewise as mentioned above. We will, the Mirtz Hashem, continue in the next installment. Hemshach, in reference to the earlier installments where we discussed the Rebbe's insights on tznius, dressing modestly, we now continue with installment number 5, where we will be sharing a very exclusive letter which the Rebbe wrote in the winter of Tovshin Lamed 1970. This was in honor of the winter convention of the organization of Nishei Ubnes Chabad, the women and daughters of Chabad. The following is a letter from the Rebbe dated the 7th of Adar 1, Tovshin Lamed 1970. It is included in the Rebbe's Igras, Volumes of Letters, Volume 26, page 324. Here we have the letter as it is translated in English. I have noted on various occasions regarding the necessity of strengthening tznius. However, taking into consideration the present situation on this topic, I find it necessary to come out with a highly urgent appeal. Already from the reward assured in the Torah, in the Talmud and the Zayar, and from the words of our sages of blessed memory, relaying how Jewish women over the course of different generations merited through tznius to exceptional godly blessings, not only for themselves, but also for their husband and children and grandchildren, makes it easier to understand the importance and meaning of tznius. On the other hand, the strictness and admonitions about the sad consequences, God forbid, as a result of the lack of tznius, as clearly described in Yeshayah chapter 3, etc., does not leave a shadow of a doubt about the severity of this matter. There are those people who, as a result of their lack of Torah knowledge in general, and on the topic of tznius in particular, assume that the laws, regulations, and customs relating to tznius diminish the Jewish woman from her social privileges, is considered different from others, as it is in the editor's note, or affect her dignity and the like. The Rebbe continues, this is a false assessment. The truth is exactly the opposite. Our sacred Torah and our sages of blessed memory have stressed numerous times the dignity and beauty of the Jewish daughter and woman. Many regulations were instituted exclusively to protect and preserve their honor and importance. Related to this, the well-known verse, Kol Kvude Bas Melech Pnima, the glory of a princess comes from within, as it's mentioned in Tehillim in Psalms chapter 45, verse 14. And it is often quoted. The Torah describes the Jewish woman as glory and princess, but requires this should express itself in a manner of inwardness, tznius. But even from a logical perspective, we see, especially in these last years, what the collapse of tznius has led to. the shameless styles in women's clothing aim to provoke the low-class traits of the animal soul, express the downfall of the modern world. As far as the basic foundations of morality are concerned, the Hefkeiros and Pritzos, Rachmana Litzlan, of a large part of today's youth has brought about shocking tragedies in many homes. It is definite that if these young people would have been raised with the foundations of Tznius in accordance with our holy Torah, many tragedies could have been avoided, and many young lives would not have been destroyed. In light of the above, the Rebbe continues, I am of the opinion that the matter of Tznius needs to be established as one of the main features on the daily agenda in Jewish circles. We will, in Mirtzei Hashem, continue with the continuation of the letter in the next installment. Behemshach, in reference to the earlier installments where we discussed the Rebbe's letter on Tznius, dressing modestly, we continue now with installment number 6, in which we focus on the letter as the Rebbe begins concluding this exclusive letter, which he wrote in the winter of Tav Shin Lamed 1970. This was in honor of the winter convention of the organization Neshei Ubnei Chabad, the women and daughters of Chabad. The Rebbe continues as follows, as it is translated here in English. Especially as Neshei Ubnei Chabad is the central body of all the branches worldwide, it is your urgent task at this moment to initiate an intensive action to rouse the Jewish public and in particular Jewish women's organizations. Whatever their purpose should not be, that the concept of Tznius should be integrated into their practical activities. We need to alert Jewish mothers to the danger of neglecting Tznius in raising their daughters. Faculties of girls' schools everywhere should be made aware to be stringent on the topic of Tznius and explain to the students that Tznius is the most beautiful midah, the crown of the Jewish daughter and woman. We need to exert ourselves to show all who understand and observe Tznius that they have a responsibility to their sisters and they need to influence them by word and deed, being role models to strengthen the Tznius in their home and circle. It is high time that Jewish women and daughters should acknowledge their Jewish pride and be independent of the false, misleading, and generally quote-unquote empty styles of the surrounding environment, styles that have no value aside from the greediness of those who have a financial interest in this. And the Rebbe begins concluding the last paragraph, and in the merit of strengthening and spreading Tznius in all aspects of daily life, the Almighty should grant the fulfillment of all the blessings that the Torah grants us for observing Tznius and in the greatest measure, especially in true Jewish nachas from children and grandchildren, with health and parnosa in abundance, with much joy together with one's husband for long and good years. The Rebbe signed his name to this letter. We will, Mitzvah Hashem, continue in the next installment. Behemshach, in reference to the earlier installments where we discussed the Rebbe's letter on Tznius, we now continue with installment number 7. Where we quote from the Rebbe's Sicha on the 28th of Iyar Tav Shin Chof Ches, spring 1968. This was an annual occasion when the Rebbe would address Neshei Ubnei Chabad. On this occasion, the Rebbe elaborated on the topic of Tznius and its downgrade in communities around the world. The Rebbe began as follows, translated here in English. We now begin the summer days, during which the winds begin to blow in the outside world and may draw women to a lack of tznius and not dress as in the style of the past generations, but a new style of clothes, that they find various explanations for this. A Yiddish woman or a daughter is approached with the following argument. Since you find yourself in Golos, what is wrong if you don't seclude yourself in your Daladamas, your restricted domain, conducting yourself in a specific manner, but instead mingle amongst all? There is no specific commandment prohibition for the lack of tznias. It is not as harsh as desecrating the Shabbos or eating non-kosher, but just a slight change in the manner or style of dress and conduct. In addition, there is the excuse that one cannot be different from the world in which one finds himself in. And therefore, why is it necessary to wage war with the trend and manner of the world's conduct? The Rebbe continues, thus is the directive which comes and tells us that one has nothing to fear and does not need to take in consideration the non-positive winds which are blowing in the outside world and are drawing the youth and also the adults in an even greater measure to the left. This eventually brings about all the negative results regarding the youth which we are generally witnessing in these last years, and in particular as it is being read in the newspapers, heard on the radio, and seen on television, that the youth is wandering away in devious or crooked ways, not only in regards to matters of the world to come, spiritual matters, but also causes the opposite of pride and joy regarding matters of the ordinary life values in this physical world. The needed initiative is that the Yiddish woman and daughter carry with pride the flag and the Jewish conduct as it was always by the Am Yisrael, and all this is accomplished despite the fact that this summer period began and people travel in the country, which is upstate, and figure that while being there through the summer, they may conduct themselves with more lax since they are distant from a yeshiva or a shul. When one makes a resolution not to be drawn into the negative events, but on the contrary, to be a role model for the entire world, how the conduct of youth and women need to be, they then receive an assistance from Hashem that they will be able to implement this in their lives in an easier manner than figured. And we have a promise that not only will this not hurt, God forbid, in this physical world, but to the contrary, etc. And the primary point is that this draws down Hashem's blessings, that it should be a bias Yehudi in all means, and especially healthy children in body and soul, and to have much nachas from their sons and daughters, and with the time also from their grandchildren. And what will a Yiddish mother not do to ensure the future of her children, that they receive the maximum which they can get from Hashem in matters relating to this world and in matters relating to the world to come after 120? We will, Amir Tzashem, continue in the next installment. The Hemshech, in reference to the earlier installments where we discussed the Rebbe's Sicha, on the 28th of Iyar, Tavshin Chav Ches, spring 1968, on the topic of Tznias, we now continue with installment number 8, where we refer to the Rebbe Sicha about 10 days later on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Rebbe would customarily fabreng, speak for hours towards the conclusion of a Yom Tov. Here, the Rebbe elaborates on tznias with a special reference also to the husband's conduct. The Rebbe stated the following as it is translated here in English. The tznius of the woman depends on the man, and not as those who hold that there is no connection between them. This is an error right from the beginning. If there is a desire that one of the married couple should be complete with an excellent, appropriate conduct, the second party also needs to conduct likewise. When there is a deficiency by one, it influences the other. Likewise, when it comes to positive acts, it is manifold. When one increases in tznius, it makes an impression on the second half of the home, the wife, on the kids, and on the home in general. Regarding the question, who should make the initiative? Whoever begins, Tovi Aleim Bracha, should have a blessing on them. And realistically, they can both start at the same time. The tznius by a man is connected with what one looks at, and even without the need to check the details, in the famous booklet, Tkevitz Kuntres Aveda, written by the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, where he focuses how one should restrict himself in certain actions. Everyone is aware, the Rebbe says, by evaluating oneself, that one needs to restrict oneself from looking or listening to matters and topics which are inappropriate or immodest or corrupt. Likewise, the material one reads, and their dress style. All this has an effect on the tznius of the man in all aspects. There is no need to elaborate on these details, and especially that it does not generate pleasure for anyone. And as mentioned earlier, that the conduct of the man, the husband, influences the wife, and likewise the conduct of the wife influences the husband. As we find this in Jewish history, that in the merit of Rachel Imenu, the wife of Yaakov Avinu, conducting herself with tznius, modesty, she merited to a descendant who was Shaul HaMelech, King Saul. And in the merit of King Saul, conducting himself with tznius, modesty, he merited to a descendant referred to and known as Queen Esther, through whom the geula of the Jewish nation was accomplished. We will, the Mirtz Hashem, continue in the next installment. The Hemshech, in reference to the earlier installment where we discussed the Rebbe's Sicha on Shavuos Tavshin Chav Ches, spring 1968, on the topic of tznius, we now continue with installment number 9, where we cite an additional talk of the Rebbe delivered on Simchas Torah, Tavshin Lamed, late 1969. As mentioned earlier, the Rebbe would customarily fabring, talk for hours towards the conclusion of the Yom Tov. Here again, the Rebbe elaborates on the tznius downgrade in communities around the world, and with a special stress discussing the root of the problem. The Rebbe stated the following, as is translated here in English. Their prophet says, V'heishiv leiv oves al bonim. He will turn the hearts of the parents to the good. And Rashi explains that turning the hearts of the parents to good is accomplished al yidei bonim, by their children, through their children. This is also applicable by mothers and daughters regarding wearing a shekel, wig, and dressing modestly, which to our dismay, this became a big pirtza, a breach or loophole, whereas there is nothing like this. One does not grasp the matter which we are dealing with. And this is also relevant by older women. Therefore, the qualities of tznius need to be explained to them to make it easier for them to overcome this test, and not to figure that America is now different from how it was 20 or 50 years ago. they need to be enlightened with the fact that conduct which is not in accordance with tznius displays and expresses a very low class standard. Whereas a girl figures that the only way she can appeal in the eyes of a bochur, of a boy, is not with intellect, having an intellectual conversation, or emotions expressing excellent character traits, but rather by exposing part of the body which needs to be covered. With a behavior as such, she is in a sense carrying a sign and publicizing in public that she has no qualities of a person. No intellect, no emotions, no other qualities. The only thing that she has is to expose something which needs to be covered. And with this, she provokes a boy that he should be willing to become attracted to her and converse with her. This is the lowest level that one can find themselves in. She has nothing but pritzus. And what is more, she prides herself with this, like a fool with his foolishness. And the salvation for this situation is dependent on the young girls, which need to conduct themselves with tznius, and this will have an impact on the older women. To our disappointment, the children are suffering from the mothers. The mother does not want that her daughter should wear a long dress, which will make her look like a rebbetzin. And then people will think that the mother is 70 years old. And a woman does not want that people should discuss her age being 70, although she is really 80. So the mother figures to shorten the dress of the daughter in order that she should look younger. And the mother will look younger to the extent that the grandmother should look like Bas Mitzvah, although she's 90. Therefore, the Rebbe concludes, we need to utilize the boldness of the youth in a manner that the daughter impacts her mother and the daughter-in-law impacts her mother-in-law. As mentioned earlier, Veheshiv Lev Oves Albanim, he will turn the hearts of the parents to the good through the children, that they will influence the parents in a positive way. We will, the Mitzvah Shem, continue in the next installment. The Hemshech, in reference to the earlier installments regarding tznius, we continue now with installment number 10, citing from the Rebbe Sicha on Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Shin Lamed, which is the 12th of Tammuz, commemorating the redemption of the previous Rebbe from prison in Russia in 1927. And this Sicha was delivered in 1970, summertime. The Rebbe elaborated on the pasuk Matevo Alecha Yankiv Mishkanisecha Yisrael. Your tents are so good, O Yankiv, your dwellings, O Yisrael. And Rashi explains, he said this, Bilam said it, because he saw that the entrances of their tents were not exactly facing each other, which this reflects the inyan of tznius, modesty. And the Rebbe continues, and here we see that when a person begins his day and he needs to daven to Hashem, to Melech Malchi Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Almighty who is the King of Kings, the first thing that is mentioned before he even begins Hoidu, before he gets to the beginning of the davening, this verse, Matevo Alecha Yankiv Mishkanesecha Yisrael, that Yidden Am Yisrael are modest, tznius. This is the literal meaning of this verse. And from this we come to what was already mentioned in the past quite often in regards to tznius. And the Rebbe explains, this is not something that is appropriate to say, that since times have changed and the style has changed, and therefore a person cannot act like a chosam bein ha'avelim. This is an expression in the Talmud, that when everybody around in the environment are mourning, a person as an individual cannot act as a groom, a celebrative groom, joyous amongst mourners. And the Rebbe explains that in this case, when everybody is dressed like mourners. The reason is because they have torn themselves away, detached themselves from Torah, which is considered life, and from mitzvahs, about which it is said, v'chai bohem. And therefore, they are dressed like mourners in the sense that they wear short clothing, which are not bitznias, not modest, the opposite of Torah, the opposite of chayim. So how could a person conduct himself against the trend? How could he be different? How could he act different and feel different as a groom amongst mourners? The tractate in Masechta Derech Eretz teaches us the union of manners, that a person should always be tuned in with the environment. So the Rebbe says, for this, the explanation is given that Torah is not prone to be changed. Changes can only take place where Torah herself says that in certain instances there could be changes, but not otherwise. One of the inyanim that is explained in Torah that is not prone for change is this inyan of Matevo Alecha Yankev Mishkanesecha Yisrael. Your tents are so good, O Yankev, your dwellings, O Yisrael. This includes the reward in the future, as we see it also from the blessings that are mentioned in this parsha, which is Parsha Bullock, that through this Yidden merited that even one who is from another nation saw that they were the appropriate recipients for the brachas because their lifestyle is based on the guidance of tznias. And the Rebbe continues, this is not tznias in a concealed way, that when a person doesn't see, then a person could afford to dress modestly. But when he's found amongst others, he has to tune in to the environment. As the Rebbe mentioned earlier, a person would feel so. So it is not so. But it is actually, as we derive from the words of Bilam, who was a prophet, that he saw the tznias. When he looked at Am Yisrael, he saw the modesty from a distance. Bilam is not discussing what took place in the tent of a Yid from Am Yisrael, but how the tent was positioned, how it was established, and how one tent and its entrance does not face the entrance of the next tent. And therefore, before he even sees the person who is living in the tent, he already sees from the outside how this tent was set up, how this house was founded. And therefore, he immediately realizes he is dealing here with a modest family, a modest nation, and that is the vessel to receive all the blessings. The question still remains, if he finds himself amongst mourners, how could he have the strength to conduct himself as a chassan? Yes, Torah tells him he should do so, because he is connected with Torah, connected with life. But the question is, where does he get the strength for that, to stand up against the trend which is taking place in the environment? He is taka chosen, a groom of the Torah of Hashem. Torah is considered the kala, the bride, and Yidna considered the chosen. But finding himself in such an environment, how could he then conduct himself as a chosen of Torah? So the Rebbe says the answer for this is right in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Al yizbayish mepnei hamaligim. One should not be embarrassed when confronted by scoffers. And the Rebbe explains, malig has two meanings. One, loshen tzchek, they're laughing at him. The second pirush is sfas ilgim, a crooked and devious language, which is not a straight language like everyone speaks. So the Rebbe says, what does this mean in our case? That the inyan of hepech hatznias is the opposite of modesty, is not only the opposite of Torah, but the opposite of the straight path. The whole idea of immodesty is to stimulate, to provoke the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination of another person, that the other person should see something that should be covered. And the Rebbe says, this is not stimulating someone's mind that through this the other person will become wiser. It is not stimulating the union of Derech Eretz, that he should have more respect. This should give respect to a person's father or mother or brothers or sisters or the wife. And not that as a result of this, a person should give more charity. For all this, there is no need to do what this person is doing to provoke the evil inclination of another person. On the contrary, this is contradicting to all the above. The Rebbe continues, when a garment or a tent, a house, or a manner of conduct is in the opposite of tznius, in the mode which is the opposite of modesty, and this person meets another person that has also evil in himself, but it's concealed, or it's small, and therefore it's not with a commotion. It's not enlarged like a flame. So when this first person shows off the mode of immodesty, it is basically exciting the evil which is found in the second person. That the person who sees this becomes excited, and the evil becomes very active. And then the first person who showed this immodest conduct has a share in the evil of that person who he showed it to, who he exposed it for. And although he doesn't benefit from it, nevertheless, it's worthwhile for him that he should do all this to provoke the other person, to provoke the evil that is found in the other person. What is the reason that a person is doing it? So this is the second meaning in the word maligim. Maligim is from Sfas Ilgim. If a person, a man or a woman, would be going in the right path, then they would know that the ultimate goal in life is to become better, and to also exert themselves that the people around them in their environment should also be better. And therefore, when he will be better, he will do more good things for the second person, or at least he won't do any bad things. He won't have a bad influence on the other person. But when it is in a state of maligim, which means devious and crooked, not going in the right path, so then what he thinks he's doing a favor to another person, he's actually doing a bad thing for the other person, that he is provoking the evil that is found in the other person. And therefore, this is where tznius comes in, to keep the environment around him in good shape. We will emir tzashem in continue in the next installment. The Hemshech, in reference to the earlier installment where we quoted from a Sicha of the Rebbe on the 12th of Tammuz, Tov Shin Lamed, 1970, we're continuing now as the Rebbe begins concluding the Sicha B'negia Tznius. As mentioned many times, that although the union of Tznius, men are also obligated, not less than women, and the union of tznius is already mentioned at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, which most of these halachas are equal or primarily by men. Nevertheless, we see in a practical sense that what is negeya, what pertains primarily to set up the foundation, that the union of tznius by Am Yisrael should be in an appropriate manner, to the extent that even when a total stranger sees a house that is of a Yid, he doesn't even need to go into the house, but immediately he already sees something that stands out for his eyes. Matevo Alecha Yankev Mishkanesecha Yisrael. Your tents are so good, O Yankev, your dwellings, O Yisrael. Now, this is dependent on Yankev, the women, as it says in the Mechilta, that when it came to giving the Torah, before that it says, Kesh Seymar Leves Yankev, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, first speak to the house of Yankev, the women. And after that, Visaged Levnei Yisrael, and then you can speak to the men. And therefore, when Bilam said, Mateva Alecha Yankev, Mishkanesecha Yisrael, because he saw that the entrances of their tents were not exactly facing each other, this all begins from Eolecha Yankev, from the women, who is the Akeras Abayis, the primary foundation of the house. And after that, it is also given to the men, Mishkanesecha Yisrael. The Almighty does not request more than how much a person could do. And since the Almighty requests it from every one of Bnei Yisrael, from the daughters of Am Yisrael, they are all referred to as the daughters of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. Each one of them individually is a daughter of our matriarchs, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. So in the same sense that by our matriarchs it was Hachnosis Archim, hosting guests, as we saw it from Avraham Avinu Anan, which also demands there should be many entrances, but it was in a way of tznius, in a modest way. Likewise, every one of Nishei Yisrael, women from Am Yisrael, could also have the inyan of Achnosis Archim, hosting guests, that shows the closeness with people. And together with that, the inyan of tznius, modesty. They're called Kvude Bas Melech Pnima. That the beauty of a Bas Melech, of a king's daughter, is Pnima, inward, in the Eil. And this is when the Eil and the Mishkan becomes Mateva Lecha Yankim Mishkanisecha Yisrael, that the tents are so good, and the dwellings of Yisrael, how good they are, with all the blessings that are mentioned after that in the Parsha Balak, till the Yisrael Eisachoyel, that Am Yisrael is Matzliach. And through this we merit the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. And the Nekuda Pnimis, the Rebbe says, the main point is that we should marry to have children and grandchildren who are involved in Torah Mitzvahs, and to go together with them very soon to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Hemshech, in continuation to the earlier installments where we discussed the Rebbe's Sicha, the talk of the Yud Beis Tammuz Tovshin Lamed Fabrengen, which was summer 1970, on the topic of Tznius. We now continue with installment number 12, where we will cite various responses from the Rebbe on the topic of Tznius. Number one, Rabbi Binyamin Klein of blessed memory, the Rebbe's Maskir, once published the following response, a handwritten note from the Rebbe, translated here in English. Based on the words of my saintly father-in-law on similar topics, that the trouble Hashem should protect us, which we have in the present from the youth, is an outcome that is also mentioned in Svarim, from being lax or lenient in the matters of family purity and tznius. Which means that the troubles in our generation is based on leniencies in the matters of family purity and tznius. And the Rebbe continues, and from the positive aspect and result in fulfilling it appropriately, we can derive what is the negative outcome, as one would say, what's the other side of the coin. Likewise, the Rebbe continues, from the positive and appropriate conduct of tznius, dressing modestly, of a woman referred to as Kimchis. She merited to have 7 of her sons serving as Kehanim Gdelim in the Beis Hamikdash, as it is stated in the Talmud. And this is in the schus of her tznias. The Rebbe continues, Mechlal hein at shemeya chulo. From the positive result in fulfilling it appropriately, we can derive what is the negative outcome when doing it inappropriately. On a side note, I would just like to mention an observation. As it is well known, that the Rebbe never would conclude a response or another matter with negativity. As the Rebbe always stressed, "Umesayim b'teiv," we sign off, we conclude on a positive note. Therefore, interestingly here, the Rebbe also just wrote, "Mechlal hein," from yes, we also understand, etc., not mentioning the negativity. A second response, this was Kislev Tov Shin Lamed, late 1969. Two girl students studying in a school wrote to the Rebbe about the tznia status in their school. The Rebbe responded to them with a letter, which he sent out at the time to shluchim, communal activists, etc., in which the Rebbe wrote that it is the function of the Jewish women and girls to become inspired and strengthen themselves in the activities of such which took place by Yomei Mohem Bizman Hazer, in those days and in our time, and to increase in them in a manner of Holech Umesif Ve'er, accelerating, increasing, and illuminating in all these matters. In the line prior to his signature, the Rebbe added a bracha and wrote, translated here in English, success in the Miftza Tznios and for good tidings, good news in the very near future. On a third occasion, the Rebbe in a response discusses the age of Tznios, and the Rebbe cites that according to Shulchan Aruch, a girl from age 3 years and a day already needs to conduct herself in a tznias manner, and surely when the girl is at the age of 10 and older. And then the Rebbe advises, but not to pressure as with a yoke, to speak to them in a pleasant way, darkinea. That's the way that it could make a positive impression. The fourth response was in the year 1990. It had a background. It was in the late 80s. An explosion took place at the chemical reactor in Badichev. Many continuous flights containing boys and girls from Badichev, etc., were flown out by Chabad to Eretz Yisrael. When they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe was consulted as to their spiritual absorption in the absorption center in Kfar Chabad. One of the details which the Rebbe advised was regarding their clothing. And in a response from Tov Shinu 1990, the Rebbe wrote, amongst other details, translated here in English, beautiful clothes should be bought for them, and simultaneously they will adapt to the concept of tznias, modest dressing. With this installment number 12, we have, Baruch Hashem, concluded the series on tznias.